Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Hey, what kind of transportation do you enjoy taking? Do you like taking the MRT or the bus? Sometimes the bus can get a little bit crowded. Sometimes I like taking taxis, but it can get pretty expensive. Oh, I like riding the city's bikes, those U-bikes here in Taipei. Well, we're going to learn about a different type of transportation today, and we're going somewhere very special. The title of our lesson is A Journey on the Prairie. Yes, a prairie. We're going to learn a little bit about prairies, and here's a question for you. The author, Wilma, took a train trip. Now, what was the best part of her ride? That's the question. What was the best part of her ride? You're going to find out today. So, let's begin.
A Journey on the Prairie. With the idea of retracing the footsteps of the early American pioneers, Judy and I took a train trip aboard the Empire Builder. Unlike the Taiwan high-speed rail, the Empire Builder is slower but has many merits. Besides admiring the breathtaking views and various weather patterns from the train, I could mingle with other passengers. That was the best part of my ride. I met two Amish families, and we played card games together in the club car. Our laughter was so loud that we probably disturbed the other people there. We still keep in contact through letters.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 mingle 这个动词。Mingle 是指互相往来、交际或者是谈话。如果要说明和谁往来的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,trying to be a good host, Jack mingled with the guests at the party. Jack 跟派对中的客人聊天互动，试着当个好主人。或者是 Alan is great at mingling with strangers. He knows just what to say.Alan 很会跟陌生人攀谈，他知道要说什么话题。Mingle 也指往来或交往。例如 ,Brian never mingles with his classmates. He thinks he's smarter than all of them. Brian 从来都不跟同学混在一起，他觉得自己比他们都聪明。接下来我们看的是 club car 这个名词。club car 是指火车上的餐车或者是休闲车厢，也可以叫做 lounge car, L-O-U-N-G-E。例如 ,the sandwiches served in the club car are surprisingly tasty. 这个餐车上的三明治出人意外的好吃。或者是 ,as soon as we boarded the train, we went directly to the club car. 我们一上火车就直接去餐车。火车上特殊的车厢还有 sleeping car, 是指卧铺车厢。或者是 observation car, 就是只有特大车窗或者是透明屋顶的观光车厢。
Okay, well, this is fun. Wilma, it seems like she's making some new friends here on the train. Rebecca, mm-hmm. when you go traveling somewhere, whether it's by train mm-hmm. or MRT or plane, do you ever make friends with the other passengers, people you didn't know?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't mind mingling with the other passengers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm really tired and just want to read my book.
Oh, you have a book?
I do.
Or cross-stitch.
Uh-huh. Sometimes when I cross-stitch, that helps me make friends with other passengers because they're very curious about what I'm doing. And then I explain, and before you know it, we're friends.
I have a friend who I met on the MRT. He actually started talking to me because he wanted to know what I thought about living in Taipei. We stayed in touch. We've hung out several times. And, yeah, it's fun that we met...on the MRT. What about you, friends? Are you like Wilma in this situation? We read here, with the idea of retracing the footsteps of the early American pioneers, Judy and I took a train trip aboard the Empire Builder. Now, before we continue, that word retrace, that means to go back over. Maybe you're going back over your own steps, or going over the trail that someone else did in the future.
So let's say, for example, you're out in the woods.
I mean in the past, sorry.
Yes, in the past.
Mm-hmm, got that.
Let's say you're out in the woods somewhere, okay, and you're exploring, and then you seem to think, oh no, I think we're lost. I think that we should turn around and see if we can retrace our steps back to where we first started.
Oh.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. When my wife and I went to Guam, it got so dark, and she carved something into a tree so that we could help retrace our steps back to the head of the trail. Yeah. Okay, so friends, you can try to retrace in that way, or in our lesson, Wilma and her friends are going to retrace early pioneers, so people that lived a long time ago. They're retracing their footsteps. Unlike the high-speed rail, the Empire Builder is slower but has many merits. Let's take a little look at a picture of some of the breathtaking views that you can see from the Empire Builder. Well, we can't see these views very clearly, but these people can. And it looks nice.
They can definitely see some breathtaking views, and I can imagine that those views are indeed breathtaking. Well, besides admiring the breathtaking views and various weather patterns from the train, I could mingle with other passengers. I actually really like that word, to mingle with.
Yes, I like mingling with other people. It means to take part with other people, perhaps to hang out with other people. Or it could also mean to bring something together, different things together in a combination. Okay, but when you're mingling with other people, usually there's no definite plan. Maybe it's at a party, and you talk to your friend, and then you go talk to a stranger, and then you go talk to another friend, and different people. You're just mingling.
Well, I remember when I was in college, right, I was studying journalism, and sometimes we would hold these different events at the university just to bring different people together so that they can mingle and get to know one another.
And it's a good time to do that. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to mingle every once in a while with people that you don't know. Get to know new people. Well, that's what Wilma did, and we read here, that was the best part of her ride. That's the answer to my question. What was the best part of Wilma's ride? It was mingling with other passengers.
Ooh, Gabe, I think that would probably be your favorite part of a ride, too, mingling with other passengers.
Yes, if I'm not tired.
If you're not tired.
I just want to read my book, or cross-stitch.
Right. Okay, well, we read here, I met two Amish families, and we played card games together in the club car. Mm-hmm. Our laughter was so loud that we probably disturbed.
That's funny. You think she laughed like that?
Yeah, who knows? We don't really know how she laughed. Well, anyway, their laughter was so loud that they probably disturbed the other people there. Well, we still keep in contact through letters.
Amish, yes. Amish are known for not using electricity, but perhaps they do if they're going on a train ride.
And I bet they're really good at keeping different type of lists.
Let's learn more about that with
the InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Carolyn, and I'm here with Ken. So, Ken, what should we talk about today?
Well, yesterday we talked about a running list. Why don't we talk about some other lists?
Good idea. Let's see. If you're forgetful, you can make a to-do list, which, as the name suggests, is a list of things that you need to do. What other kinds of lists are there, Ken?
Well, before I go to the grocery store, I sometimes write a grocery list, which would include things like milk, cereal, bananas, carrots, and chicken feet. They're the grocery items I need to pick up at the supermarket.
Very important. And then there's laundry list. I don't know about you, Ken, but when I hear the word laundry, I think of dirty, smelly socks. So So a laundry list is a very long or exhaustive list of things that are mostly negative or boring, like a laundry list of complaints.
Well, I hope your laundry list isn't too long. Here's a different list that contains things that you really wish you could do. Bucket list. This is a list of things you would like to do before you die. It comes from the term kick the bucket, which means to die.
Come to think of it, I need to remember to add skydiving to my bucket list. Finally, there's the A-list. If you're throwing a big fancy party and trying to decide who to invite, people on the A-list are the ones that are the most desirable. We often refer to big movie stars in Hollywood as A-listers.
我们来看一些不同的 list。首先 ,to-do list 指的是代办事项清单。出门前可以先写一张 to-do list, 才不会忘记任何该做的工作。如果你要去超市买菜，你可以写一张 grocery list, 列出所有要买的食物。Laundry list 是指任何一张冗长的清单，而且列出的都是一些不好的事，就像 laundry, 脏衣服一样令人讨厌。Bucket list 源自片语 kick the bucket, 字面上是踢桶子，指的就是死亡。所以 bucket list 就是一个人死前想完成许多曾经梦想过却没能实现的愿望，比如说去某一个国家旅游，或是去跳伞。最后 the A-list 就是所谓的 A 咖名单，指的是演艺圈里头最受欢迎、身价最高的明星。你如果要开 party 请客，你也可以列出一张你个人心目中的 A-list。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次零关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey, 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 have you ever been on a prairie? Well, one way to enjoy the scenery of a prairie is by train. And that is what Wilma did, the author of today's lesson.The best part of her ride was when she was able to mingle with the other passengers. She met two Amish families, and they still stay in contact. Well, she's enjoying her ride so far. Let's find out about the last part of her trip.
A Journey on the Prairie. For the last part of our train ride, the Empire Builder ran parallel to the mighty Columbia River. Through the train window, I watched a splendid sunrise appear behind the horizon. It was a moment that will linger in my mind forever. Traveling presents you with great opportunities to meet new friends, learn about new cultures, and practice English. So step out of your comfort zone, expand your horizons, and take a trip.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 parallel 这个形容词 P-A-R-A 这个字首有在旁边的意思，所以 parallel 就是指平行的。如果要说明与哪一个东西或对象平行的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 Robertson Drive is parallel to 2nd Street， Robertson 街和二街是平行的。 Parallel 也指同时发生的或者是类比的。例如 The story is about a guy who discovered that there is another him living in a parallel universe. 这个故事是讲一个男人发现有另外一个自己活在另外一个平行宇宙中。最后我们看 linger 这个动词， linger 在这里是指继续停留或者是久久挥之不去。例如 The memory of this terrible accident still lingers in Ariel's mind. 这场可怕的意外的记忆仍然留在 Ariel 的心中。或者是 The singer's beautiful voice lingers in my head. 这位歌手美妙的歌声让我久久无法忘怀。他的现在分词 lingering 可以当形容词，例如 lingering doubts 就是指一直存在的疑虑。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, let's learn about the last part of Wilma's trip. So she's still on the Empire Builder, this train. And this train goes through many states. It goes for a long ways. For the last part of our train ride, the Empire Builder ran parallel to the mighty Columbia River. We're going to take a look at the Columbia River soon. But first, what does it mean to be parallel to something? That means that there is an equal distance apart everywhere. Okay, mm-hmm. So in Chinese, that is ping xing xian. You got that, Rebecca?
Ping xi.
Ping xing. Ping xing de.
Ping xing de.
Yeah, ping xing xian is parallel lines.
Oh, ping xing de. That's a useful phrase for me to know.
Yeah.
And in the same way, parallel to is a useful phrase for you all to know as well. Well, here's another way that you can use these words, parallel to. Mm-hmm. The road runs parallel to the river. Actually, that's very similar to Bei'an Road, Bei'an Lu here in Taipei. It runs parallel
to the river?
To the river, yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I guess it does. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, runs parallel right there. Okay, so something runs parallel to something else. That's a good way to use this word. Do you want to know another Chinese word, Rebecca?
I do.
Xiangjiao.
Xiangjiao.
Yeah, let me teach you a joke.
Okay,
yeah,
Xiangjiao.
I told it a few days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. 为什么猴子不喜欢平行线? Why don't monkeys like parallel lines?
我不知道。
Because there's no 香蕉。
There's no 香蕉?
Yeah, because 香蕉, it could mean banana, but it could also mean a place where things cross.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't like parallel lines because there's no bananas.
Oh, okay. Is this when I laugh?
Yes.
That was good.
Thanks.
Okay, good joke.
Yeah, thanks. All right, well, let's continue now with our lesson. The mighty Columbia River! Yay! But the Columbia River is a very nice place. Mm-hmm. I've been there before. This is just a little glimpse of the Columbia River in Oregon. So this train really does go for a long ways. It goes all the way to Oregon and beyond.
Oregon and beyond.
Not beyond, but just
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, through the train window, I watched a splendid sunrise appear behind the horizon. I don't know about you, but I love sunrises. Amazing. It was a moment that will linger in my mind forever, meaning that it will stay there in my mind, something that she will always remember.
And traveling presents you with great opportunities to meet new friends, learn about new cultures, and practice English. That's true if you're traveling outside of your own country, right? But you can meet new friends wherever you go.
So, step out of your comfort zone, expand your horizons, and take a trip. What am I waiting for?
Yeah, step out of your comfort zone. Friends, do you know this phrase? Step out of your comfort zone. That means you're going to do something that seems a little bit uncomfortable, something that you're not familiar with. Step out of your comfort zone.
For example, Gabe just stepped out of his comfort zone because he was comfortable over there.
And now I'm stepping into your comfort zone.
And now you're in my comfort zone. Why don't you expand your horizons just a little bit?
Me expand my horizons? Okay. Where else do you want me to go?
Back to your spot.
Okay, back to my spot. Friends, there is another phrase here, to expand your horizons. These are both great phrases, okay? You can encourage someone to step out of their comfort zone or to expand their horizons. That means to increase the range of things that you know about or experience. Expand your horizons.
And something that always helps us expand our horizons is a review skit.
Really?
So let's go review.
Oh, helps me review.
And expand your horizons.
Welcome to North Dakota, my home sweet home.
It's so flat here. There's not a mountain to be seen.
And yet, the prairie has a definite beauty.
So let's explore.
Okay, well, here's the map. First, I'll take you to South Dakota. That's right here on the map.
Oh, the roads are so straight. What will we see along the way?
Well, flat land, wheat fields, oil wells, small ponds, and small streams.
The landscape is different than anything I've ever seen. Oh, will we see horses, cattle, or prairie dogs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll see them in the fields as we drive to Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore! The mountains with the president's faces.
That's right. And after that, we'll head down to Spearfish Canyon.
Oh, what's the scenery like there?
Well, it's an abundance of, well, beautiful scenery.
Oh!
Plus, you can dip your feet in the stream.
Oh, sounds so relaxing.
It is. I just hope we don't get caught in an ominous storm.
Ominous storm?
Yes. The wind bounces the car around.
Oh.
And the hail blocks the view.
Oh, no. That's so scary.
It is. Oh, you'll love it.
Oh, well, what about retracing the steps of those pioneers?
Well, we...
Can we?
We can do that for sure.
Yay!
But we can ride on the Empire Maker.
Empire Maker? Oh, is that like the high-speed rail?
Oh, nah. It's slower, but it has its merits. You can experience breathtaking views and interesting weather patterns.
Wow. Oh, can we mingle with other passengers?
Sure. That's the best part of the ride.
So which way does the train go?
Oh, well, it runs parallel to the mighty Columbia River.
Whoa.
You can see the most spectacular sunrise, a moment that will linger in your mind forever.
Oh, traveling presents great opportunities. You can meet new friends and learn different cultures and practice your English, too.
That's right. You can practice your English, too.
So step out of your comfort zone and expand your horizons. Take a trip.
Yeah. Come to North Dakota. I'll be right here waiting.
You never go anywhere, do you?
All right. So here's a review question.
Mm-hmm.
When you go somewhere on a trip, what do you like most? Meeting new people, seeing new places, or going on new adventures?
Well, for me personally, I love going on a trip, and the time that I spend with the people that are traveling with me is actually very important.
That's quality time.
Quality time is a very important part of traveling. Well, friends, I hope you learned something interesting from today's lesson. And we can't wait to see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.